Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2106. Where do I invest after maxing out retirement accounts? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Where do I invest after maxing out retirement accounts? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com. Today's question comes from Jay. He asks, quote, "Thanks for the informative content you've generated. It's some of the soundest, easily digestible out there, and it's definitely had an impact on my life. I've been reading up on retirement for a couple of years now, roughly when I went into the workforce after college. I'm in my late 20s, and currently I make just shy of the $118,000 per year IRA income contribution cap. I just recently started to fully fund my 401k for a single person per year. I contribute $18,000 per year in a target date fund currently valued at $30,000. And I also fully fund my Roth IRA. I contribute $5,500 per year in two index funds, one total market stock, one total market bond. Ratio of 70-30%, valued at $20,000. It's taken some time to get to this point, but I feel happy and lucky I've been able to have enough to fund my accounts and have enough money to cover all of my monthly expenses. It's something I definitely don't take for granted. So now I've checked most boxes you find online about investing. My question is, now what? What should I invest in if I have some more expendable income and I want to accelerate my retirement? Should I open another taxable independent retirement account? A house? Annuities? Also, what do I do with my Roth IRA once I can't legally contribute to it because I've passed the income requirement, which I'm expecting will happen later in this new year? Do I just stop contributing to it and hope it'll grow with time? Should I look into converting it back into a traditional IRA, which I understand doesn't have income limits to contribute? And would that be a tax-savvy thing to do since I've already paid taxes in my Roth? There doesn't seem to be a lot of advice out there for once you fulfill the main two requirements every investing avenue says you should be doing. So I'm looking forward to hearing your take on it, since I'm sure you came across this scenario in funding your nest egg past the $1 million mark in your 30s, end quote. Most people who want to get rich fast think they need to do more, but getting rich fast isn't about doing more, it's about risk. That's what investing is. You get rewarded for exposure to risk. So I tell the people asking how to get rich fast to spend each day improving themselves, becoming a tiny bit better than they were yesterday. Because when you learn something or apply knowledge and do that every single day throughout your life, most people get what they deserve. Getting rich fast takes time. The truth is, nobody wants to hear that. Everyone wants a shortcut, and so they lose all their money chasing fast money. Anyways, you're not one of those people, and so generally speaking, you should invest like this. Number one, enough to get any employer match in pre-tax retirement accounts. Number two, fund post-tax retirement accounts to the maximum. Number three, back to number one for the maximum. Number four, fund taxable accounts. And number five, non-deductible post-tax account. This won't work for everyone because everyone's situation and goals are different. That said, your approach is solid. Maxing out pre- and post-tax retirement accounts, taking advantage of current and future tax benefits. It's likely your next step is a taxable account. And once your modified adjusted gross income exceeds the contribution limit for a Roth, I don't think it makes sense to convert the existing Roth to a traditional IRA. If you don't have other non-Roth IRA accounts, what makes sense is a backdoor Roth. You make a regular contribution to a traditional IRA, and as soon as it posts, convert the money from traditional to Roth. You'll pay tax on the difference between the original contribution and the converted value, which in most cases will be zero. This is how to get around the income limit. Doing this on your own might seem complicated, but it's only complicated once. Remember, become a tiny bit better than you were yesterday. Since you asked, maybe it would be helpful to share what I've done. I have two accounts, 401k and taxable, because simpler solutions are often better solutions. When I worked in corporate America, I contributed enough to the retirement account to get the company match, maybe a little more, but never maxed it out. The lion's share of money went to a taxable account. So when I quit, I had 25% in retirement and 75% in taxable. I'm withdrawing from the taxable account, and because I live a lightweight life with hardly any possessions or big expenses, I don't pay federal capital gains tax. Meanwhile, the retirement account is sitting there compounding for the next 25 years or so. I could convert it to a Roth little by little to save on taxes decades from now, but that complicates things. Anyways, what I'm trying to show you is that there's no cookie-cutter approach to investing. It depends on your situation and goals. And some people like the idea of diversifying into other investments, like real estate, but won't enjoy the actual work of collecting rent, finding tenants, fixing toilets, etc. If property interests you, then try it, but I think your main focus should be the market. Why? You've picked sensible investments, and so I can tell you have an interest. And that's the very first step in being a successful investor, having an interest. You just listened to the post titled, Where Do I Invest After Maxing Out Retirement Accounts? By Chris Reining of chrisreining.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. The approach recommended here definitely mirrors what I did for my own investments. After fully funding all of my retirement vehicles, which for me totaled about $29,000 across my 401k, Roth IRA, and HSA, I put anything extra into my after-tax brokerage. After a few years of doing this, I decided that I felt comfortable with even more risk than my 100% stock asset allocation. I decided to invest in my own business,
And eventually, I see myself taking on even more risk again and investing in real estate with my soon-to-be husband. But it took me years of getting comfortable with investing before I was ready to take on riskier and more labor-intensive forms of investing. Chris makes a great point here. There is no way to get rich quick. You can take on more risk to try to expedite returns, but we shouldn't risk our retirement for that. Slow and steady wins the race, and the single most important factor for winning in stock market investing is time in the market. I took on a considerable amount of risk when investing in my own business, and 4 years later, I still haven't made any money from it. While I have every reason to believe it will pay off in the long run, there's no way to know that. But I also didn't take on any debt. I have no other investors in my business, and I didn't sell any investments to fund it. The money I invested is what I would have put in my after-tax brokerage back in 2019. Because I know my retirement is secure from what I've invested in my tax-advantaged accounts, I was able to place a big bet on myself. And that will do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great day. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back in just a second with our weekly bonus episode. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.